97.7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lanch J Radio Network. Sirius XM channel 141, HUR Voices. By the way, if you are not able to catch the broadcast on our new platform on the Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM platform, you can always go to Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. So all of the interviews, all of the hot takes, there's exclusive uncensored content on Lanch J Plus, and that's on Apple, that's on Spotify, anywhere where you get your podcast. Go check us out if you missed the show on Sirius. I'm about to hit the audience with a non-sports take. I did not have a chance to participate in the viewing of the total solar eclipse back earlier in the month. We had some inclement weather where I live. It was cloudy. It was overcast. It was raining. I tried to put on the glasses, but it just didn't work out. Just wasn't working out for us. There was no darkness. Society did not crumble. Talking to my wife, there are a lot of disappointed kids at her school. I think there are a lot of kindergartners and first graders that were crying because they did not get, they had seen pictures and they had been watching TV and consuming television that told these young kings and queens that it was going to get completely dark and there was going to be this complete eclipse. And it was quite disappointing for them and a traumatic experience for some of these young people. I'm actually intrigued by all of the coverage of potential conspiracy theories and our overarching discussions on what constitutes space, even more than the eclipse itself. Just the commentary, and I don't just mean reels and Facebook. I said last week, I'm not on Facebook. I really try to limit my access to social media. I want to keep my sanity, and I don't want to be flooded and bombarded with 45-second clips of what's going on in society. I like to read books. I'm spending more time outside. I'm spending more time, especially it's spring now. The weather is beautiful. But this discussion is a constant. All these questions come up. Was the moon landing real? Or did that occur in some studio in Burbank or Chatsworth, California? Is the Earth flat and shaped similar to the UN logo? Is there a literal firmament, as described in Genesis, that creates a retractable roof dome over the earth, like the Sky Dome where the Toronto Blue Jays play, or like NRG Stadium where the Houston Texans play and my man CJ Stroud is carving people up? Can we terraform Mars? Is that the next frontier? Is Elon Musk setting us all up to go to Mars where he can be the god of Mars and we can all serve him for the ceaseless ages of eternity? Is HARP and CERN, are they cooking up the next series of earthquakes that are going to ravage Haiti and Taiwan and somewhere in Central Europe? Is there a lost city in the Atlantic Ocean? Is there a literal Atlantis? Is it going to be like War of the Worlds and these beasts are going to come up out of the ocean and destroy the earth? Is it going to be Godzilla? Is it going to be the Kraken? Not the Seattle Kraken. I mean, the literal Kraken. Is King Ghidra going to pop up out of the ocean and start firebombing New York City and the Statue of Liberty? Was some portal for time travel opened up, like on the Transformers, when Megatron was trying to get to the space bridge to Cybertron? Is there an Antarctic shelf wall? People that believe the Earth is flat, they believe that Antarctica is actually a wall surrounding the world, the pancake world. And there's basically a shelf wall that's about 30 meters high. And if you go on the other side of that wall, you drift off into the oblivia of space. Is Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I see everywhere, the astrophysicist. Is he a plant by NASA? Is NASA a slush fund? Does Australia exactly exist, or is it a CGI graphic? Will the sun go nova in the next million years and become a red giant, or will it take a billion years? Are there other stars that are hundreds of light years away that have habitable zones? The Goldilocks zones, which basically says this is the area that's far enough not to be burnt to a crisp by the star, but not too far to where it's too cold to hold water. Are there planets out there, you know, these super Earths that hold water? And then you have the artist's depictions of these other beings, and they're playing volleyball, and they're surfing, and they're going to concerts and basketball games. Where are the aliens from Roswell? Are they still at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base? Are the aliens from Independence Day real? Is that really going to happen? Like, are the aliens going to show up in motherships in a couple of years, and we're going to be celebrating and looking to welcome them, like on Independence Day, where everybody's in downtown L.A. and they're going to this party, and this green light, the mothership opens up, and it's this iridescent green light. And unfortunately, that green light is the laser used to destroy all the major cities. And then, of course, what happens at Puffy's white parties in the Hamptons? What's going on behind closed doors? Or basically, are some of the affidavits not behind closed doors? Did I cover all of the conspiracy theories? Because, look, over the years, I used to make fun of flat earthers. I used to make fun of different things. I actually don't believe that mankind went to the moon in 1969. That just doesn't make a lot of sense. They're different narratives that I've had jokes on, and I was haughty about it, and I was immature about it, and I was arrogant about it. Truth of the matter is, I've never been to space. I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know. I've been told that the sun is 93 million miles away. I don't factually know that because I've never been to the sun. The highest I've been is 35,000 feet flying to Seoul, South Korea, when I used to live in South Korea. And I've been to Europe a few times. I feel like I've seen the curvature of the Earth. I feel like the Earth is a sphere. I don't think it's flat. But at age 45, like, man, I don't really know what's going on. I don't know what we've been told. There are a lot of things that just seem suspicious that NASA's been floating out there. I'm not going to say that NASA's a slush fund. I will say that there are a lot of artist renditions of what Earth looks like. And it's really hard when you think about it. Satellites are what, 10 miles, 15 miles above Earth? I don't think that you can get a full rendition of Earth being 15 miles above Earth. I'm not a mathematician, but I'm just kind of using my common sense. That would be like you standing on your roof, wherever you're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, you get up on your roof. I don't think that you would be able to draw a map of your entire state looking on your roof. So I don't know what's going on. I just know this. I'm more inclined to listen to people that study physics and study astrology. I'm more inclined to listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson than I am to listen to some Spanky on YouTube that has his or her own channel that has absolutely no training in science at all. There's just a lot of misinformation or a lot of opinions out there. Everybody's allowed to have their own opinion. But I see a lot of these theories and reshuffled, regurgitated, recycled discussions. They're not necessarily being led by people with any credential at all. So you have to decide, man. You have to decide, are you gonna put your faith like me? I'm a biblical based person. My compass always ties back to the Holy Word of God. That's what I believe. I believe in the Bible. So I'm always going to try to reconcile anything that I see to what I've read in Scripture. That's my choice. A lot of people, they put their faith in science. They put their faith in in Darwinism. They put their faith in the Big Bang. They put their faith in what they're taught about science. And you have your right to do that as well, whatever is most comfortable for you. But I'm definitely not. The third on the totem pole for me is going to be asteroid guy, flat earth guy, Antarctica guy, conspiracy theory CERN harp guy on YouTube. I'm probably not going to spend a lot of time in engaging with individuals of that ilk. Paragon 7 Studios.
Listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
This is James Lewis III, host of the Lanch J Radio Network. In addition to covering the sports talk and entertainment industries, I am also an experienced healthcare executive and consultant. Check out our HealthCast series, where I connect with doctors, CEOs, athletes, and celebrities about the most important topic that impacts us all. Find a HealthCast on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every segment of the radio show on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 and provide exclusive, uncensored content and interviews.
James Lewis.
My nephew, Bryce, who just turned 9, he beats the brakes off of me at FIFA. He's a soccer player. My nephews, Tristan and Bryce, are soccer players up in Cleveland. And every time I see them, we whip out the Nintendo Switch.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
It was talking smack to me. And I started to say, I was like, look, Bryce, man, you're 8 years old. We're about to take this outside and settle it like men. If you keep talking smack. Things get heated in battle on the sticks, as we used to call them.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.